Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. So wake me up
when it's all over. Oh, yeah. When I'm wiser and like 2 hours, 5K of that yesterday. We'll never forget. It's 11:42. This is Dean Richards. Sunday morning, WGN. So for the past couple of days, I've been in Los Angeles, California. As you know, I go out there or to New York frequently, see the movies, interview the stars. And we did for what is one of the most anticipated movies of the year, The Irishman, that stars Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel. Comedians Ray Romano and Sebastian Maniscalco in dramatic roles and really good performances in this Martin Scorsese directed mob drama that will be opening here in Chicago on November the 8th in theaters, and then will be on Netflix on November the 27th. So I'm on the the scourge of my life, the red carpet, for this movie, talking to got to talk to most of the stars that were coming through, and I see my friend Pamela Powell, who has been here on the program with us many times from Real Honest Reviews, from FF2 Media, Kankakee Daily Journal, WCIA TV, and also Chuck Kaplinski from Chicago. We had a good representation of Chicago critics out there. Nice to have you back in studio, Globetrotter. Welcome back here.
I'm just trying to keep up with you.
It's a little crazy sometimes, doesn't it?
It truly does, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. It was an amazing experience.
Yeah, Netflix, yeah. I mean, they held the premiere of the movie at the famous Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, which is always pretty cool. I mean, they completely shut down the street.
Right.
This is a major street in Hollywood. So the stars can walk the carpet, and then you go into this historic theater and watch the movie. Before all of that, Scorsese comes up on stage, introduces the cast, talks a little about the movie, and then we sat there for 3.5 hours.
Three and a half hours.
I'll just say, I mean, I loved the movie. It's 3.5 hours long. That's a long time for anything.
That is. And we had that time change, too, because we were actually watching the movie at 10 p.m. our time. And
right.
I'm in bed at 9 usually.
Right.
So that was a little tough for me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's late. So, you know, that said, when the movie comes out, I mean, seeing it on big screen is a special experience. But you will be sitting there for 3.5 hours. That's challenging.
It is.
But it's going to be coming on Netflix, so you can watch it at home. Stop it when you want to, take a break, and then go back to the movie. That's the way I'm recommending that people see this. But I loved it. I mean, this was my reaction when I came out. This is a masterclass in filmmaking. Scorsese maybe never has been doing better work than this. It's a masterclass in acting. De Niro, Pacino, Joe Pesci, if he doesn't win an Academy Award this year, is stunning. Harvey Keitel. Just go down the list. This cast is amazing.
It's an incredible cast, and I walked out the same way. And for me to watch a 3.5 hour movie and be totally engrossed in it, and I agree. I think Scorsese, I think everyone just jumped it up a higher level that I didn't know was even possible to attain. Truly, it is a masterclass. And some of the filmmaking techniques that they used were just absolutely incredible, from the de-aging types of technology that they're having, as well as just Scorsese pulling you into every single scene and engaging you and having compassion for a hitman, a mobster. That is an incredible script.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I'm not going to give away too much of what happens here, but just kind of basically, De Niro is a former truck driver. As a young man, he was a truck driver. He gets hooked up with the mob and becomes kind of a fixer for the mobs. He gets things done for the mob bosses that want to get things done, and that eventually leads into hits and all kinds of mob kind of things that we've seen in Scorsese movies for in the past. But it's the story told through his eyes of dealing with the mob, and also with Jimmy Hoffa, who Al Pacino plays, I think, beautifully in this. Those two performances, De Niro and Pacino are stunning to watch.
Absolutely. Their interaction and connection with each other is just so authentic and believable in that chemistry that is there. And truly, I think De Niro and I loved Pesci's performance, but I really, really loved Al Pacino's performance in this. I thought the two of those people together were incredible.
Yeah. You talk about watching master actors at work. These guys are the real deal. I was someplace last night, and you know, somebody was telling me how much they liked The Joker, which is the number one movie, third week in a row, and Joaquin Phoenix's performance, which I also loved. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing performance.
Right.
But you take something like that and these fully dimensional performances by Pesci, by Pacino, by De Niro, versus a Joaquin Phoenix, I've got a lot of questions in my mind now of what might happen at the Academy Awards.
It's going to be exciting. That's what's going to be happening. It's just going to be so much energy and trying to figure out who truly is the best actor in that group. I think it's going to be a coin toss. We'll have to discuss that later on. But yeah, I don't think Robert De Niro or Al Pacino could have even given those performances 10 or 20 years ago. I think these seasoned actors have such a richness to their performances because of who they are and who they've become with their own experiences superimposed into those roles.
You know,
incredible.
Part of what you've probably seen in trailers or commercials for this movie is the de-aging process that everybody's talking about, where you see De Niro 30 years ago, and technically, digitally in the movie, they make him look younger, in Pacino and all the rest, and a lot of people are talking about that. That's almost a blip on the screen for me here, because it's done so flawlessly.
Right.
You're never aware, except maybe for a second, that, oh, that's De Niro as a young man. It looks like De Niro as a young man. It's kind of cool to see. But also what I like, because this story is about these guys, these mob guys in the movie, aging and maturing and learning and making mistakes. The actors, I think, brought their own experience of getting older and more mature and making mistakes and life experiences into this. So in that way, it just feels more well-rounded to me.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm wondering, do you think they'll have an app on your phone so that you can actually do that to yourself?
Change yourself. Yeah.
Do a little de-aging.
There probably already is one like that right now. One of the things, I was on the red carpet, and tomorrow on the TV morning news, we'll show you some more of the red carpet interviews, but I just wanted to play a quick clip of when I was talking with Pacino on the red carpet, and he was talking about researching Jimmy Hoffa, the real Jimmy Hoffa, who is a pretty public figure, who we know, and how he brought the character to life.
One of the things I learned about Jimmy Hoffa, because I studied him, and there's a lot of data on people. You know, there's a lot of out in the world today with the internet, and everybody's in there. You know, they give you their biology. They give you biology, but they also give you biography. He's a man that has, he was someone who started unions and wanted people to get together and wanted them to get their due, working people. And he was sent to prison too. And in prison, he got prisoners together to help. You know, he was that kind of person that was drawn to that kind of thing. He had the range. He liked, he was at odds with Robert Kennedy Jr., you know, they were fighting, and yet one of his people that he loved was Dr. Martin Luther King. So in a sense, this was his scope.
Working with Scorsese, was it great?
Of course, oh yeah, it's Marty Scorsese, it's great. He's great. Not only is he gifted and all that, he's so experienced and has done it so long. So you feel that, and it really has an effect. You really, really makes an effect.
The ninth time that De Niro has worked with Scorsese, and unbelievably, the first time that Pacino and Scorsese worked together.
Right, you just automatically think that all of these people have always worked together over the last five or six decades, but they haven't. And during the press conference afterwards, they told some really funny stories. And one of the things was about aging, and Pacino had to pretend he was 49 years old. But when he was doing the take, he was acting like he was 70-something, which is what he is.
His physical body.
Right.
Getting out of a chair, how when you get older, you're...
Need a little
how
arm
people
rest
do,
up.
Right.
Yeah.
And he said, you're not, somebody said to Scorsese, he's not standing up like a 40-year-old. He's standing up like a 70-year-old. And Scorsese said, you go tell him. I'm not going to tell him.
Not in his first time working with him.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah.
But they actually had a physical therapist on set to be able to tell them this is how you should be doing these different things popping out of your chair. So pretty interesting.
Really interesting. I'm going to really look forward to, once you see the movie again and analyze it, let's come back here.
Perfect.
And we can talk about it some more. It's always nice to see you.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Pamela Powell joining us this morning.